Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the enormous success stories of probably the last 5 to 7 years in the wine industry has been the explosion of interest in what historically was sort of a lesser grape that was produced in Bordeaux called Malbec, which has gotten a completely new
lease on life.
Lease on life. That's a good way to put it. Coming out of South America, Argentina in particular, and you've had a chance to sort of go back and revisit that. And what are your conclusions
well,
now?
I just went into my favorite wine shop and grabbed a bunch of Malbecs off the shelf and brought them home to try them. Just random. I've begun having my suspicions about Malbec.
Okay.
I'm going to say that right up front, because I think what happened in Australia with Shiraz is happening in Argentina.
I couldn't agree more.
Now, there are quite a few exceptions, and we know, like, the wines of Suzanne Balboa, for instance, are very, very well made. And at the upper tier, there are certainly tons of very well made Malbecs. But at the lower price points, around $20 or so, I think buyer beware. Cookie cutter is a word that comes to mind.
I totally agree.
And here's my first review, a wine called a Salentine Reserve Malbec. They throw the word reserve around quite a bit.
Sure.
$20 for this wine. This is a medium to full-bodied Malbec with decent concentration and depth of flavor. There's good dark berry flavors wrapped in tannins. And beyond that, there's not a lot to say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I described the wine.
And that's it. That's all
it's okay. You know, I could swallow it and everything.
Right.
I mean, you serve it at a party and it's going to be just fine. But $20.
Mm-hmm.
And they're calling this a reserva. That's nonsense. Here's one that was a little bit better. It's an Amancaya Grand Reserve from Mendoza. This is a Catena Rothschild venture, so some pretty big names to conjure with.
Yeah.
It was a very nice everyday Malbec, medium to full-bodied, somewhat complex with a lovely soft core of flavor, and the aroma featured red plums and cherries and touches of ginger and pepper. The wine did have layers of flavor.
This seems like it has a little more going on.
It did have a little bit more going on. So at $19, that's a fairly fair
price for it. That's a decent buy.
I'm not going to quibble about that. That's okay. Alta Vista. Now, here's one that I thought really started to show me something. Alta Vista, it's a reference to the height of the vineyard. It was a very high-altitude Malbec, and these tend to be the very best. This one comes from 3,900 feet, which is pretty high. Great color, deep purple red. The wine has the kind of concentration you get with these mountain vineyards and low yields. Very supple and soft wine. I was impressed by it. So at $18, the Alta Vista Estate Malbec was really worth buying. And again, it has the distinction of being grown at altitude.
Sure.
In my rush to grab a bunch of bottles, I picked up something from Don Manuel Villafania. And I pulled the cork on this without looking too closely at the bottle, and I poured a glass, and it was, oh, wow, this is really nice. What's going on here? I really like this. It was Cabernet Sauvignon. And this raises a very interesting question. If they do so well for a $14 bottle of Cab Sauv, why can't they do that for Malbec? Are Argentines just taking the easy way out and pumping out a lot of Malbec and turning their back on what could be a much better wine? I don't know, but I got to tell you, of all the wines I tasted in this group, the Cab Sauv was the one that really, really brought it. Don Manuel Villafañe, Cab Sauv Reserva Mendoza, 2012, $14. I'm Al Spohler.
I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.